Seething anger at P&O sackings continues workers' mobilization needed to save jobs. Rob Williams, Socialist Party trade union and workplace organizer the Chancellorships, has rung out again in the last few days on protests in Hull, Dover, Larne, Liverpool, Cairn Ryan and Glasgow, organized by the RMT and Nautilus International unions in support of the sacked P&O workers. The protests were the biggest yet, as workers and supporting members of other unions reacted with fury at the brazen words of P&O CEO Peter Hebblethwaite, who admitted that the company broke the law, because no union could accept our proposals. As when notorious convicted wealthy tax evader Leanna Helmsley was once heard saying, "Only the little people pay taxes," workers will now draw the conclusion that laws only apply to us, not the bosses and the rich. Hebblethwaite's comments were even too blunt for Boris Johnson and Transport Minister Grant Shapps, who have called on him to resign. However, it won't be lost on ordinary people that the covered rules were flouted by many in Johnson's clique. But it will be no consolation for the sacked workers to replace one brutal boss with another. All P&O ferries and ships should be immediately impounded, and the workers reinstated to their jobs on their agreed pay, terms and conditions. The pressure is building on the Tories as the outrage increases. Moreover, the government's Maritime and Coast Guard Agency has now had to impound two P&O ships, because of concerns about their safety, given the brand new crews and safety equipment and procedures. This shows a crucial role that the unions play in upholding safety. When dismissing the workers, P&O management tried to justify their vicious actions by arguing that the company couldn't survive by paying workers their contracted pay. They then employed, or rather super exploited, workers on less than £2 an hour, a fifth of the minimum wage, a practice shamefully commonplace in the industry. In an unprecedented step, Shapps has now written to senior P&O management demanding that the workers are reinstated on their current terms. His letter implies that, if P&O don't step back, new crews will have to be paid at least the national minimum wage. But this outcome would still be unacceptable, as new workers would be on less than the sacked workers. If P&O or its parent company DP World claim that they can't make a go of the business on the basis of paying workers their previously existing wage, the books of both companies should be opened and inspected by the workers and their unions. To defend the jobs on their agreed contracts, and the communities in which the workers live and work, P&O should be nationalized and taken into public ownership under democratic workers' management and control. The same goes for other ferry operators super-exploiting workers. Trades Union Congress, TUC, General Secretary Francis O'Grady posted an article in the Financial Times, P&O abuses expose the UK's embrace of cowboy capitalism. In it, she correctly details a litany of company abuses, of which P&OS is just the latest. Brutal capitalism, but the search for the good employer is increasingly in vain. Covered has merely brought center stage the brutal character of capitalism, which is becoming the new normal. Unite the Union has alone estimated that 10% of its members have been affected by fire and rehire. P&O has given an even more vicious twist to this practice. How many companies will now look to see if they too can emulate P&O, if they get away with it? But the response of too many of the union leaders in the depth of the pandemic was to capitulate to an illusory national unity with the bosses and the Tory government. In September 2020, O'Grady stood with Chancellor Rishi Sunak and the head of the Employer Federation CBI, when the Tories were going to water down furlough, a step that they had to retreat from given the threat to the economy and the likely backlash from workers. However, workers have fought, in a growing strike wave, both against the fire and rehire offensive and to demand above inflation pay rises, to keep their heads above water. It's workers' action that has challenged P&O, with Dutch dockers refusing to load ships, but more is needed now as the fight is at a crucial point. The best way to support the sacked workers and their unions would be for the TUC to call a national demonstration at one or all of the ports in the next week, to mobilize thousands to blockade the ports. This would send a mighty message to P&O, DP World and the Tories behind them, that the fight is still on and the sackings must be stopped.